it now.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out with your calls. That is what the show's about. So we go to the amp line and talk to Brian, who normally is in New Hampshire, but you're actually en route at the moment back to Colorado. Right, Brian?
Oh, yeah, heading back home to get another load of stuff. I have a boat in tow. It's a 1931 Chris Craft on a trailer.
Oh, you're doing the thing where, what was the website? There's a website you can haul stuff for people on?
Yeah, it's U-Ship, letter U, ship. And then you just put in your zip codes you're going from and to, and say, you know, you only want to go 25 miles, 50 miles out of your route, whatever. So I picked up this boat in upstate New York, and I'm taking it to not too far from my house in Colorado.
Now, before you go on calling about what you were calling about, a little more about this U-Ship idea. What sort of protections do they have built in for the guy that just gave you his boat? I mean,
yeah, what if you decided you like the 1931 Chris Crafts?
Yeah. How do you deal with that?
Well,
do you,
I never thought about that.
I know. You didn't think about it. Somebody would, though.
They have a rating system.
Okay, good.
Kind of like eBay's feedback system where, you know, you can check to make sure somebody had high ratings. My rating is zero because I've never done this before.
Right.
The guy just, you know, we talk back and forth, and he gets a good feeling. You know, who are you? Do you have insurance? I don't know. You're not going to steal my boat. And I have to assure him. But there's no insurance. There's no recourse that they have after the fact.
Wow. You know, it's not even theft, just so you know. I mean, he gave you the boat.
Well, you're breaking your agreement. I mean, you made an agreement.
It's a civil issue, but it's not a criminal issue.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, probably right. Yeah, because I didn't take it by fraud or by force or anything.
Yeah, I don't recommend anyone steal anybody's stuff.
If you take it, that is fraud. I mean, if you say, I'm going to take it here, and then you take it somewhere else, that's fraud.
It's not criminal, man.
Well, if you don't want to call it criminal, that's fine, but it's fraud, and as far as I'm concerned, fraud is criminal.
Okay, I'm not going to call it criminal because...
You don't think stealing is criminal?
It won't be in criminal court.
I could care less about their courts. I'm just saying that's criminal to me.
Do you not
agree?
You'll care when you're in pound me in the butt jail. That's what you can tell the difference on.
You're telling me it's not a crime to steal something from someone, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it won't be handled in criminal court.
I'm saying I don't care about what they call their courts, Mark. Do you agree that that is a crime?
I agree that it's a crime.
All right, that's all I care
someone
about.
And lie to someone so that they can get
there you
give
go.
You their stuff? Sure.
Very good. So, Brian, what's going on? Why are you calling tonight?
Hey, I'm not stealing this boat. I'm going to take it to the guy.
We know.
What I called was a few weeks ago, a couple during, I guess just before Pork Fest, a couple of Free State friends were walking through Manchester with their guns on their belts, open carrying, and they got harassed by the cops. You guys reported this. You had them on the microphone at Pork Fest. So. I and there are a couple other people in the Manchester area that have vowed to open carry until the Manchester cops get used to it.
Okay, interesting. I know there have been a lot of people that were trying to that have been kind of on the case. I know Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has been continually reporting on this, trying to hold some politicians' feet to the flames. And apparently, you and some others are actually going around open carrying.
It's a great thing. One of the guys, Ryan, has a meeting tonight at 6 or 7 p.m. So right about now, with the Manchester police to register his official complaint. So he'll have an opportunity to talk to the department.
Interesting.
I believe he had a meeting with Genta, Mayor Genta. So they're following up, and I think that the right PR, because it's getting in newspapers over there, that the Manchester Express has had two articles on it now.
Really?
And that's, you know,
that's activism, baby.
It's the PR, and that's what catches people's attention.
Well, because they didn't let it drop. I mean, it's because people continue to focus on it and they didn't forget about it. Whereas if somebody had been harassed by the police for open carrying in another state, you know, it might have gotten a blog post somewhere, and then that would be it. The issue would be over with because there would be nobody else backing you up. But in this case, a bunch of different activists have sort of taken their own tact and decided how to handle the situation and how to help out, and it didn't require anybody saying, you know, nobody told you to do this, right, Brian?
Right, yeah. It was.
Brian? Oh, I think we're losing his cell phone. We lost
it. Hey, you know, having cell phone coverage when you're traveling across the, you know, out there on the highway and flyover country, you know, it's difficult to, you know, be covered. As a matter of fact, there are places when you push the seek button on your radio, you'll find nothing.
Nothing.
It's crazy. Both AM and FM.
Well, maybe he'll call back, because I think he was going to tell us about some of his open carrying adventures, as he had told me, I think, off the air he'd been carrying for the last week, and I think he mentioned it on the air, but eventually you're going to come across somebody that doesn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
The more you do it. But the idea, of course, is to get it out there into the public and get people used to seeing something like that. That way they aren't alarmed by it. I mean, it's not like the people that were open carrying in Manchester were menacing anybody. They weren't waving their guns around or pointing them at anyone. They were just going about their business, and they happened to be carrying some firearms. They're very, very nice young men. I believe there was a young lady with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, We've all seen those guys. They're not threatening in any way, shape, or form.
No. The, you know, having a gun on your hip is not a threat to anyone. It's pulling it out and pointing it at them is a threat. And, you know, there's the only people who are doing that were the Manchester police. So, you know, no, there's, you know, the threats weren't coming from the open carrying free staters.
Julia has joined us here in the studio tonight, and you were looking like you had something to say, but I wanted to make sure we introduced you properly. Oh, and I didn't turn her mic on.
Oh, that's nice.
There we go.
I was going to say that when the Free Staters were in town for Porkfest, a few of them were in where I work, and I actually got two complaints from some old ladies who said, "I think that's illegal." Of course, that's all they care about is whether or not it's illegal. And I said, you know, it's actually not illegal.
I can assure you, it's not illegal. Yes. He knows the old bitch.
Well, and she let that last part out.
Yeah,
I did. And actually, she came to the right manager, because I'm not even sure what our store or company policy is on gun carry. But I just said, look at him. He's a really well-dressed young man. He's not endangering anybody. He's not hiding in the corner with a trench coat being creepy. So
yeah.
Don't worry about it. You're actually probably safer now than you were 10 minutes ago. So
I can assure you that's the case.
Yeah, having a guy in the corner with a trench coat fingering his revolver would be kind of...
A little creepy, sure.
Off-putting.
I might have to ask him to leave at that point in time.
Yeah, but you handled that. I think you handled that situation
well.
Really
they came to the right... They asked the right manager.
Right.
I don't know how other managers would have handled it. They might... I don't know.
But. Well, you know, when it comes to open carry, it's absolutely the business owner or, you know, the manager or whomever is in charge of the business at that time. It is their right and their bivouac to decide whether or not... they want somebody open carrying in their building.
Now, here's a question for you, Julia, as a member of management in a retail food establishment. If you did have someone who was undesirable in some way, you know, saying mean things to people that were sitting nearby or causing a ruckus or whatever the reason would be, would you approach that person and ask him or her to leave?
Yes.
Or would you call the cops first?
No, I would approach the person and... I'm sort of obligated, if they didn't respond in the way that I wanted them to, if they didn't leave or stop the behavior, I'm under obligation to call the police. That's not what I would want to do, but
hey,
if I didn't, I would get in trouble.
Well, they're the only protection company you
can hire.
I mean, they're the only protection organization out there at the moment, for the most part. I mean, unless you bring in Whack and Hut or whatever.
I don't call the police
bouncers,
right away.
Or bouncers, for that matter. It's just, you know, there's other options. If you have a lot of security concerns, like say at a bar, bars decide that, I need bouncers. So they have security on staff.
What I saw today, a few moments before the program, was out on a little public area here in Keene, New Hampshire, Railroad Square. Some bands were playing and some of the Liberty activists were out today. and there's this kind of upper crust style restaurant right over by where I was, and some guy who kind of had shaggy hair was leaning up against their window outside of their restaurant, and apparently they didn't like that very much because they called the cops on him, and I went up and talked to the guy after the cops left him alone, if the cops left, and he told me that they never came out to talk to him. They just called the cops. Can we please just have some civilization here where we talk to one another first if we have a problem with each other instead of going straight to the guys with guns? Is that too unreasonable? More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 27, 2008, gold, 921.78. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 947.78, 466.80 for half, 233 for quarter. That's 947.78, 466.80, and 233.40.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com. Or see their banner at freetalklive.com, InnerKnobs.com.
Got my countertop in today.
And?
Well, it's blue.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, now Julia's definitely going to have to go over to your house, and you're going to have a little housewarming party, have some Free Staters over and all that, right?
Well, so many of them helped in the building of the house that I'm figure, you know, bratwurst and beer as a thank you is...
Sounds like a winner.
Good system.
All right. 800-259.
If only you'd have helped, then you could have one.
1-800-259-9231. I helped you walk the property that one time. I helped you look at it.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, I helped you pay for it. How about that?
Yeah, how's that?
I gave you a percentage of the sales that you make.
No,
give
no.
you an opportunity, you see, a wonderful
I
opportunity.
I give you a percentage of the sales that I make.
All right. Here's the story out of Macon. And it's kind of just a really lame story, politically correct kind of story. And it's about our very own radio talk business. This story, again, from Macon.com. Macon radio talk show host Shane McBride said he's been suspended indefinitely at his job at WMAC News Talk 940 pending an internal corporate investigation. Now, what do you think this guy did to get suspended indefinitely? Well, maybe touching some children or a murder? How about raping someone in the office? Stealing things?
Suspended indefinitely, yeah. Stealing things.
Lying to the boss?
Yeah.
How about that?
Pretty
bad stuff. No, it was none of that. McBride, who's 37, said he met with Cumulus Broadcasting representative Wednesday morning after being arrested for misdemeanor marijuana possession.
Hmm.
They
in the radio business? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's exactly why I brought this up. I mean, you've got to be joking. How politically correct can you be on this? I mean, I understand stations, they want to have an image or whatever, but this is a news talk station. Their morning show co-host got caught with a little bit of marijuana, and they blow this up into a big story?
Was it his arrest or conviction?
He was arrested. See, so not even convicted.
As far as I'm concerned, I would have had a meeting with him and said, look, you know, you can do whatever you want on this, but if at the very least, at the very, very least, if you're convicted of possessing marijuana, then, you know, we're going to have to let you go.
Why?
But they didn't do that.
But why do that?
You know, I don't suggest that. I don't recommend that. I'm just saying that at this point, they have fired an innocent man for nothing.
Well, he's been suspended.
Well, whatever.
It could indefinitely. Yeah, indefinitely.
That's what it is. It's, I guess he's waiting. It's you know, pending his
conviction. But how awful. I mean, this guy is not a criminal. He hasn't done anything that a significant percentage of your listeners don't do every single night.
I don't feel like most people even really care about marijuana anymore. It's just marijuana.
At least,
my mom, who was always really uptight about it now, is like, just weed.
The statistics bear out what you're saying. I mean, a significant percentage of Americans are certainly okay with medical use, and a very large percentage are okay with recreational use. And if you talk to people in your personal life, I have trouble finding people that you know, don't even smoke marijuana. We were at the SACL CAI fun tent. Maybe it's just because it was the fun tent. It only attracts people that want to have fun. But, man, it was hard to count the people that weren't partaking at the SACL CAI fun tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival of the marijuana. It's illegal. Yeah, but you have in the past. I mean, the amount of people that have at some point in their lives experienced marijuana, either personally or have known someone and has been close to someone who has been a marijuana user, it's significant.
We're talking about millions upon millions. The older I get. The more people I mean, it just comes more and more and more and more people smoke pot that I know.
Well, it doesn't have a doesn't give you a hangover.
Yeah, but yet there's still this stigma, which is evidenced by this particular story. Now, I don't know if this would have played out any differently if it was up north. This was Macon, Georgia. Maybe there's something about the South, but I think this kind of crap could happen anywhere. That this marijuana still has this stigma attached to it that there's something wrong. Oh,
well,
it's illegal.
Well, it's under that big black drug.
Right.
Well, like, they're all the same.
It's a crime. He's a criminal.
We've had callers pretty much pointed out in the past is really they don't have a problem with people that have it or smoke it or anything like that. It's getting caught with it is really the problem. I mean, you've heard people say that exactly that you know only dopes get caught with their marijuana, and you know,
or if you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And you're right, this was a pretty dopey way to get caught. I can get to the details in here about how it happened, and
but
it goes back to
I've been arrested for marijuana possession where I wasn't doing anything wrong. I just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, well, it happens that way too. But in this particular case, this could have been avoided, as I understand it. Let me continue here. Mr. McBride replaced, they talk about the history of the show that he was on in Macon, and he says he expressed remorse for embarrassing his friends and family. He said he accepted responsibility for his action, saying, "I'm sorry. Whatever the consequences are, I've got to deal with it. You know, if I got caught with marijuana, I wouldn't be sorry at all. Wouldn't be sorry one bit. Because I wasn't hurting anybody. Who do I have to be sorry to? If somebody wants to feel all uppity because they know me and they know now that it's out publicly, of course, it's plenty public on this program that I've smoked and will probably continue partaking in marijuana into the future. But if somebody that coming out into public, if, say it wasn't out before, in some way offended someone, I wouldn't be sorry about that either. It's your choice to be offended. It's your choice to feel how you feel. It's not my fault. If you don't like it, then stop associating with me. If you've got a problem with that, get away from me, because I certainly don't want to associate with intolerant people like that. Marijuana smokers that I know, for the most part, are very responsible members of society. They're not deadbeats like they try to play it up in the anti-drug commercials and Hollywood movies.
Yeah, I really don't feel that either. I mean, certainly some people that smoke marijuana are deadbeats.
Not
but
the
they
people
were probably
I know.
Losers before they started
right.
smoking
and
marijuana.
Some people are losers. Some people are, yep. you know, they don't have a lot of drive. But, you know, there's really not that much indication that the drive was there in the first place.
Marijuana is not going to make a loser into a winner, and it's not going to make a winner into a loser. It doesn't
there
have that effect.
There are winners and there are losers, and some of them smoke marijuana and some of them don't.
Well, I do think that any kind of recreational drug use will slow you down in on your path to success. It is not the goal for most people for the perpetual high. So you're not getting to the goal that you're looking for by relaxing with a mind altering substance. But I think that's as true with alcohol as it is with.
Are you talking about if you use it, like, constantly?
No,
I know so many successful people that have used marijuana, and I can't say in any way it would be impediment.
No. I'm saying it's slowing you down. I didn't say it would stop you.
So, you're saying I would have more affiliates if I didn't smoke marijuana?
Spend your time working on your affiliate list.
At 10 o'clock at night, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. The features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Then again, freetalklive.com.
Travel less, use less gas, save money, meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter promo code 600, that's 600, and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600, start your free trial today. You can get not only do you get a free trial, but you get a free webcam, too.
800-259-9231, talking about a radio talk show host, Shane McBride, in Macon, Georgia. One of the morning show hosts at WNAC was caught for marijuana possession, misdemeanor marijuana possession, and he was put on indefinite suspension for it. Market manager John Rodriguez said the station's short-term plan is for another guy to fill in on the show. And they say, we're just looking into all the ramifications of McBride's arrest. Well, what does that mean, ramifications? Does that mean that, you know, your listeners, are you trying to, you're testing the waters? Is this, was he a bad employee and you're just using this as an excuse to take him off the air to see if listeners are complaining about this? Because it's so absurd. Now, to go back with something.
I wouldn't write it off to that, though. I mean, so they may very well just be making a terrible mistake.
Yeah. I mean, it's so absurd to suggest that, that marijuana users are somehow despicable criminals that deserve to be punished. I mean, this guy was obviously, you get up on if you're doing a morning show, you can't really be late too often before you're already fired. So if you're doing the morning show,
there's no one to catch you. There is no net when it comes to morning showness. You know, maybe if you have a co-host, they can cover you for an hour or something like that. You know, if something terrible happens, but. You start making there, man.
Right. If you make a habit out of being late to the morning show, you're done. I mean, it's over.
It doesn't even need to be a habit. You repeat offender. It's over.
Right. So clearly he was showing up to his job at the very least. And as I said before, many of the most productive people that I've known have been marijuana smokers. And you said a moment ago, Mark, and by the way, Jason from SACL CAI is accused of being a bigot as a result of this. But you said that smoking marijuana will result in less productivity. Was that essentially what you said? That productive people don't?
I'm saying that anything, if you've got a goal and you do things that are contrary to that goal, you're not going to achieve that goal as quickly
so wait,
as you could.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. You did explain yourself a little further during the break, and you were suggesting that recreation
well,
of any sort...
you're just combative about anything that's anti-marijuana.
Well, like, I am,
if
for that
I
reason.
If anything that's even slightly askew on marijuana...
I'm going at your throat for it.
Yeah, like, you just love the weed,
that's right.
Dude.
That's right.
There's nothing you like better than pot.
That's not true. I like Juliet better than pot. Anyway.
Don't get in the way, baby. Don't get in the way of the pot. My advice to you.
So, what I was getting at, though, is you admitted during the break that what you meant...
I didn't admit a damn thing. I was continuing my thought. If you would have shut up in the middle of it instead of
going to continue your thought, then
my thought is: if you do something contrary to your goal, it's going to slow you down.
So recreation is contrary to your goal. Is that what you're saying? No one should recreate.
If you play video games instead of doing productive things,
too much video game playing certainly would be the case.
Too much is different from a little bit, right? Too much marijuana is different. You know, smoking around the clock, like Scott the Burnout or somebody like that. This guy we used to know at a radio station was hot. There was not a time when he wasn't high. And that could have some effect because then you're spending a significant amount of time, you're spending a significant amount of money. But everybody has recreation, Mark.
Sure.
You play a significant amount of video games compared to the amount that I play.
Not anymore, but yeah.
Well, you've talked about it a lot in the past, and I've never come down
on you and said,
Mark, you should be studying your sales brochures. You need to get really get to work on that. Because as long as you are productive, as long as you're getting the goals accomplished that you're looking to accomplish for yourself, there's nothing wrong with recreating, whatever that might be, whether it be sit down and watch a movie or marijuana.
Work and no play.
There you go.
I think a certain amount of recreation is good. The problem with marijuana is you're not going to smoke a joint and then, you know, 2 or 3 hours later when you're done recreating, you're going to pick up a book, a sales book, and read a little bit more about it. That's not really going to happen. You're not going to internalize it in the same manner.
One of my favorite things to do, it's something I'm very productive at when I smoke weed, is cleaning. If I'm going to clean, I will smoke weed first, and let me tell you, I zone in and things are clean and I can go at it for hours. So it depends what
it depends. I think it depends on who you are, you know, and how
and
you...
And what you like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... If I smoke marijuana and I don't want to read this book, I'm not likely to pick it up.
If smoking pot's so great, just do it all the time, dude.
But it wouldn't be great if you did it all the time.
Exactly.
It's like drinking alcohol can be an enjoyable experience, but if you drank alcohol around the clock, you'd just be an idiot.
Let me talk briefly about what happened to Mr. McBride, the talk show host in Macon. How did he get caught in the first place? He said he was at the wrong place at the wrong time when police knocked on the door of a Center Street residence after smelling burning marijuana. An officer responding to a report of a man with a gun couldn't find the man, but he did smell a strong odor of marijuana coming from the residence. The officer knocked on the door, and the homeowner agreed to the search of a residence. Oh.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that's not stupid. That's just...
It's ignorant.
Normal people. Yeah, it is ignorant, but just normal.
I never said it was stupid.
The vast majority of people, I got the impression...
They see a cop, they do whatever they're told.
I got the impression this guy was acting stupid, foolishly, walking down the middle of the street with a bong in one hand, an Ethiopian flag in the other. No,
he was just inside. He was just inside a house, and he wasn't even the owner of the house. So the owner essentially gave him up. He let the cops in, let the cops search. At that point, the seven people inside denied having any marijuana, but when told that a drug sniffing dog was on the way, McBride stepped up and admitted to having a small bag of marijuana. Officers say another person there also admitted to smoking marijuana. McBride was charged with misdemeanor possession, while the other six people, including the homeowner, were cited for being present where drugs are kept, used, or sold. So
that,
the fact that you didn't even
ludicrous.
Yeah, the fact that you didn't even have drugs, that you weren't even smoking
marijuana. Well, I guess you're supposed to, if you're around that, you're
snitch.
Supposed to turn them in.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have turned them in if you really had intentions not to smoke it.
That's pretty stupid.
This is amazing. Look, here is... another example of what Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted has said. Barry Cooper, former law enforcement officer, former drug officer. Do not, under any circumstances, open the door for the police.
They're not your friends.
They are not your friends.
I don't think they have anything to help you with. I mean, you know, what are you here for, officer? Marijuana. Okay, well... stay
nice
out there and
you.
Smell it.
Yep.
But me and my wife don't open the door.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Do you have a warrant, officer?
Yes, I do.
But let me hold the warrant up.
That's
so I can
enough.
See it from here.
If they've got a warrant, let them come in.
If you don't have a warrant, officer, could you step back
own.
To the curb, please?
Yeah. They don't have. I mean, they could probably poke around your house without getting in trouble. They can like look around, look through windows.
But not
and stuff
if
like
you
that.
told them that they need to leave the property.
Really? You can
at
tell them
point,
to leave.
They're
supposed to leave.
Well, who are you going to call to enforce it? that's the difficulty. I mean, you can't call the police to enforce.
What if
it?
Your officers won't
and
leave?
And if you shoot at them, you're firing at a Leo. So I mean, they can effectively do whatever they want. Once you've told them to get off, they need to leave.
You really don't even have to talk to them. But definitely don't open the door. If you feel you must talk to them, talk to them through
the door.
If you open the
door, they will barge in.
There was a story out of the UK about a guy who had like fallen off of his couch laughing or something like that during a TV show. But it was so loud. He was making such a ruckus, apparently, that a next-door neighbor, an apartment, I guess, it was an apartment complex, the next-door neighbor called the police, and the cops showed up at the guy's house. He went to the front door, opened the door. It had one of those chains on it, right? So the door was only open as wide as the chain would allow, all right? And he began to talk to the police. Well, the police wanted to know who he was. You know how cops are. That's one of the things they do. They want identification. Well, he didn't want to give the cops identification. So what'd they do? They pepper sprayed the guy through the crack of the door. There's no reason to answer the door for these people. They want to either hurt you or take you into a prison cell. That's what their job is, to fill prison cells with warm bodies. Okay? They're not there to help you. 800-259-9231. You don't have to open the door. I know that's what they do in the movies. I know that's what they do on TV, but that's not the truth. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free. What are you guys laughing about? It's rude to come back. It's rude to come back on the air and laugh about something because then it makes the listeners think they're missing out on some sort of inside joke.
They are.
They are.
Well, I'm missing out too. So what?
It's what you said before, and I just don't care to confront it.
Oh, about the
yeah.
Well, you know, I guess I should explain.
No,
you shouldn't.
That's private.
Well, there's
No, I don't care. It's private. Ladies and gentlemen, you have things that are private in your life. Respect
this. This is
of someone else's, and it's not Ian's place to talk about it.
It was about a sexual thing.
Yes.
All right, that's enough. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Right, we're talking about marijuana. In this case, a man in Macon, a radio talk show host, that was caught with a so-called misdemeanor marijuana possession charge and has been suspended on the air. You know, while you guys are at it, you radio station... off the air. While you radio station owners are at it down there in Macon, why don't you just go ahead and, drug test all your staff? You know, since you're so concerned about your staff using marijuana now all of a sudden, why don't you go ahead and just drug test everyone in the station? What do you think would happen if you did that?
It's not going to be good in radio, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, you need to just be honest with yourself here, those of you in management and radio. Look, here's a little hint. In case you haven't gotten the memo on this, there's a significant portion of your staff that has smoked or is currently a marijuana smoker. A significant portion.
I think we would lose, at my work, at least 80% of our employees.
Well, you're in the restaurant field, so yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
80%,
sometimes,
at least.
If you're a pizza delivery business, it's 90%.
Well, I mean, least. How much higher do you need to get than 80%?
Yeah.
That shuts your business down.
Look, this guy was...
So what? People should be able to smoke marijuana if that's what they want to do.
People should be able to shoot up heroin if
now,
that's
not
what they
on the job.
Do.
Not while he's hosting the morning show. That wouldn't be a good idea necessarily, but, there were some guys that used to just chain smoke in the morning show studios. Remember that guy down in Florida that we worked with? This old man down at one of the Venice stations. I only met him a couple of times. He had this really old guy. And he would just sit in the studio.
You're
and
talking
just
about tobacco then.
Yeah, just chain smoke tobacco in the studio during his morning show shift.
And there was no smoking in the building. You just couldn't stop him.
Yeah, I would be so pissed if someone was doing that around my equipment. Hey, man, you didn't pay for those CD players and those expensive computers, and you're going to smoke around them? Get out of here. So if it's going on your watch, if it's going on at your business, then I think you have a right to say something. But
yeah,
if it's not affecting
them. It really bothers me when the employees get high before work.
And you're a marijuana smoker.
I know. And I will pull them aside and say, look, I don't care what you do when you're not here. But when you come in and you reek like weed and you're acting like a moron and being slow and stupid, then I don't want you here.
The number here is 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls. Dave is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. Thanks for having me. By the way, that chain smoker in Florida, was that Craig Worthing?
No. But I'm sure he's not the only chain smoking morning show host.
Oh, because one of my best friends, he was chain smoking on the radio for years and years and years. And it's... It's
so what are you calling about?
Anyways, I'm calling about the marijuana subject.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of the reasons why I think marijuana is illegal, besides the economic reasons, is a little bit. It has to do a little bit about with the political mentality of marijuana smokers.
Okay.
Even the caricature of sort of the mentality of marijuana smokers is sort of laid back and open-minded, and a lot of your listeners, I'm sure. Smoke marijuana because that you know this and it makes sense that a lot of the truth movement I think is most of the people in the truth movement that I meet are marijuana smokers.
Well, first of all, I don't want anyone to be confused. This show is not part of the truth movement. If you're referring to the 9/11 conspiracy movement, that is not what this show is about in any way, shape, or form. Just wanted to clear that up.
Well, but in fact. That is just sort of, for lack of a better of a term, it's sort of for open-minded thinkers is more of what I was trying to say. And I appreciate you making that the difference there known to people. But as I said, I think they want people to be on caffeine. They want slaves. They want people drunk. And that's the biggest trap there is. Alcohol is just a trap, if you ask me.
Well, drinking too much is certainly a problem, but I don't think there's any problem with responsible alcohol use. It took me a long time to learn that, but I finally come around to understanding that.
Well, but one thing's for sure. I can smoke some pot and read a book, and I can smoke some pot. And
drive
a
car?
I got through college smoking pot. It's fine. I can drive a car. It's no big deal. I go to work, but I would never, nobody would ever know I was high because I smoked all the time.
I know a guy
I drink alcohol and read books. I drink alcohol and I've driven plenty of cars. I don't know that there's
a
difference.
I would rather drive a car high than drunk.
I think that I would agree to some extent. It depends on the level of high and drunk, really, is the issue. But, you know, I think that more it's about, how much you've done more than anything.
Dave, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Similar stuff. You just got to look at it as the same, except that alcohol will give you headaches in the morning if you're not careful. Marijuana just doesn't do that.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Coming up here, apparently in the UK, there's going to be some new policies implemented, which may bring a significant portion of the adult population under suspicion, and they may have to take an anti-pedophile test.
What?
According to the Telegraph in the UK, the launch of a new government agency will see 11.3 million people vetted for any criminal past before they're approved to have contact with children aged under 16. But the increase in child protection measures is so great, it's poisoning relationships between the generations, says a respected sociologist. In a report for the think tank Civitas, he said the use of criminal records bureau checks to ensure the safety of children and vulnerable adults has created an atmosphere of suspicion. As a result, ordinary parents, many of whom are volunteers at sports and social clubs, now find themselves regarded as potential child abusers. The checks were introduced to tighten procedures to protect children after a school caretaker murdered a couple of 10-year-olds back in 2002. However, there are growing fears that the measures have now gone too far. They said
what a surprise.
Apparently, as a result now, most adults now think twice before telling off children who are misbehaving or even helping children in distress for fear of the consequences.
You know, this has happened to me. It's been 5 or 6 years now, and pardon me if the story isn't entirely clear in my mind. It's just been a while, but an ex-girlfriend, right? Yeah, an ex-girlfriend and I went up to camp in northern Florida. We were going to see, there's some caverns there. You can't find any caves down where I lived in the Tampa Bay area. Because they would just be full of water. But we went up there to see some. She wanted to see some bats in some caves, so we drove 5 or 6 hours to go up north. And we were at a campground, and some little boy came in, and he wanted help to use the bathroom. And, you know, I mean, he's, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something like that. Don't ask me why people allowed their little boy to go to the bathroom, but there he was with me in the bathroom, and he said he needed some help. And I, at that moment in time, I realized, holy crap, this is one of those instances where people can really get screwed. And I said, I'll get your parents. So I went outside, but there was nobody even around. So
that's,
I don't
know.
It's sad, but, you know, suppose he wandered off, and I'm not saying that they were, you know, not to be above reproach or anything, but suppose he wandered off and they came back and, you know, started asking questions. Anybody touch you? What happened? What happened?
Or
you
dad know? Walks into the bathroom as you're crouching down, helping him with his fly or something.
God,
like that.
It'd be terrible.
Anyway, the sociologist said that the need for the checks had transformed parents in the regulatory and public imagination into potential child abusers and barred from any contact with children until the database gives them the green light. Starting next year, the new independent safeguarding authority will require any adult who come into contact with children or vulnerable adults, either through their work or in voluntary groups, to be vetted. According to the report, they highlighted examples when adult-child relationships were distorted by the need for the checks already being required by schools and other organizations. In one example, a woman could not kiss her daughter goodbye on a school trip because she had not been vetted. In another, a mother was surprised to be told by another parent that she and her husband were CRB checked when their children played together. In a third example, a father was given filthy looks by a group of mothers when he took his child swimming on his own in a scene from a Western where the room goes silent and tumbleweed blows across the foreground. He details how one woman was made to feel like a second-class mother because she was barred from a school disco because she did not have a CRB check. So anyone starting next year, and they already have some checks in place, anyone who comes into contact with children in the UK will be subject to one of these government background checks.
Jeez.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on this or bring up whatever you want. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is...